Welcome to TechNerdy Live. We're back in studio at WGN with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is TechNerdy? Well, put simply, TechNerdy is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 startups have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than a whopping $260 million in funding. This is a really, really exciting, and I want you guys to all kind of chime in on this, everyone in here, because this is a really big moment for TechNerdy. It's a really, really big moment for Ellison Eyewear, and me personally with Aristotle is a good friend of mine, that you are our first official crowdfunding company that's going to be running through the gauntlet of TechNerdy with our partnership with Republic, which we mentioned at our last TechNerdy event. You are the first one. Monday is up, and you already raised $10,000, which is insane. Your minimums, I don't know, you're not allowed to go into like the ranges and stuff. There's some, I'll leave you to describe what all you can talk about with regard to crowdfunding, but I just want to tell you that this has been probably 6 months or more in the works to get us to this point where we can start having and featuring these companies. So I cannot tell you how excited I am to have you in here. And your official intro now, this is Aristotle Loomis, the founder of WearEllison.com, Ellison Eyewear, the most badass sunglasses on the planet.
Now opticals.
Now we're moving. Now, oh yeah, I should have said he's wearing it on his face. So where's my opticals? So now I got to, dude.
So we're growing.
And last time you were on the show, you were my first guest for TechNerdy, and I spent like $500 in glasses immediately after that. So now I have to buy a whole bunch of opticals.
Yeah, it's been exciting. I appreciate your shout out. It's obviously moving back to Chicago and really moving in this network. It's been awesome to team up with people like yourself and all the amazing people that have kind of promoted and started this this movement. So very excited to be an advocate and kind of a face for that. So another part of that is to innovate in Chicago, is to be one of the leaders in different financing opportunities. And it's been amazing because since I was last here, there's been a change in government. And I think it's really opening up the doors for entrepreneurs all over the world. And one of those changes is, I guess we could backtrack to, what happened when the first entrepreneur movement really started to get some traction is when the Jobs Act was created in 2012.
Yep.
And after 4 years of really A-B testing how they can make this more efficient and allow more people more opportunities in the startup community, last May, and kind of what you're referring to in terms of Kevin and Republic, is last May, the SEC finally changed the rules and regulations around investment. And prior to that, it was only made for the top 1%, for people that have a monopoly on looking at these great startups and putting the money into it. Now, in May 2016, they changed it so anybody could get involved. And referring back to the perks or the investment opportunity, people can now get involved in Ellison as low as $30. So it really made sense for us because, you know, we're a company built off community, and that's something I always really advocate and promote is community, community, community. Without our community, we wouldn't be here today. Without the community, TechNerdy community, the Chicago community, we wouldn't be here today. So, you know, the reason why I am here today is for those investments that people were making when they're buying my product. You said $500. That's an investment.
I got a lot of pairs of glasses with that.
Exactly. And that's also, like, that's an investment in my company, right? Yep. And for me, it's how do I continue as an entrepreneur and as a business, continue to close that gap between me and my consumer, who ultimately is the reason why we have jobs, the reason why the entrepreneur community is growing. So when equity crowdfunding was launched and cleared, it actually gave me the opportunity to actually close that that gap indefinitely. So we stand here today, and $10,000 was you know, some early on traction, but it really is a testament to show that consumers want to be as close to the companies that they love, and now this gives them an opportunity to do that. So
yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to pick it up from there, and then we're going to get into like talking a lot about Ellison and things, but you know, that was the opportunity we saw, and personally, it was sort of my mission when I took over TechNerdy, was to make Chicago the most inclusive, but also the most accessible startup community in the country, if not the world. And crowdfunding, to me, is the most obvious thing for startups. It was a big thing for real estate, and it's taken off and done well. But I think real estate has, there's a limited number of people who see, I mean, everyone knows that real estate's something you want to get money in, or at least you should. But it's one of those things that John's laughing over here because they just gave me a crazy look. But it's one of those things that there's a lot of factors you might not know about. when it comes to products, you can tell if it's a winner or a loser. Mm-hmm. You can tell if it's got something that I can relate to. It doesn't mean it becomes a $1 billion company, but it's something I can relate to from a mission standpoint, from appearance, whatever it might be. And what we essentially enable companies to do, whether it's minority or female or first-time founder that don't have the network, or I shouldn't say that, they have the network, but they don't know the know-how. Mm-hmm. They don't have the know-how in raising money to do their first raise, to get their first dollar. And crowdfunding essentially enables anyone to take in and leverage their entire network, as well as a community like Technori or Chicago or Republic out of New York, and you know the Angel List and all these other groups that are out in the West Coast, and put them all together and raise a ton of money so that you can build your product and then go to investors and be a little bit more strategic. And I think what's interesting is having you do this first will show just the power of a network, one, mm-hmm. but also how flexible this can be as a tool as you begin to do your next big raises, because you've already done some raising before. Mm-hmm. This is for you as a perfect segue as to like why, you know, how to a creative way to raise capital in between the next few raises.
Yeah. So I think you hit it over your head. You know, I'm a first generation. My father is an immigrant here from Greece. I'm a sole founder, you know, limited network, if you will, and the resources. So I think, you know, we have raised basically every channel. We've raised institutional, we've raised angel, and that is very hard. You know, you're taking a lot of time from the founder to focus on the growth and building out the company and really focusing on basically knocking on doors from that 1%, right? You know, it's pitching them and it could take months.
Yeah.
So, you know, what has been amazing that change is this allows the consumers and that allows the founders to go direct to who the most important investor is, and that's the consumer, right? Those are the people that you really want to owe their trust and their buy-in. And now not only do you get those two components, but now you actually get an official buy-in from them. So for me, we've been able to grow not from the relationships that I've had with these institutional and angels, and though they've played such an imperative part in our growth, the real change and the real growth has come from our consumer, the daily interactions, even in the back where I'm speaking with some of the WGN family here, and they bought my glasses hearing my story.
Yeah.
So, you know, one afternoon you could sell $1,000 worth of sunglasses. That's an investment. And for me, it's always like, like I mentioned before, how do I bridge that gap or close that gap? So then these people that have supported me and really do want the best for the company and our mission to be actually a part of that. So it's been, it's awesome to see the government and things change, the regulations change to allow for that to exist.
Well, for sure. And I think if you look at this, I mean, the simplest way to put it is, equity crowdfunding is Kickstarter, but instead of T-shirts and stickers, I can actually own a piece of this company
exactly. And
be a partner in your journey, which I think is interesting. So
I'll add something to that. I think it's really interesting because, you know, as things change, and I've been very, you know, we're very nimble and flexible company. We're adaptive.
I mean, if people see your case that you drive around with,
exactly,
Ellison,
right?
That little Ellison mobile, you are about the most nimble individual that I have ever encountered.
And even back there, I have my toolkits. I'm fixing
it up. Fixing
up
people's glasses in the studio.
Well, you know, they're my boss. You guys are all my boss. So, you know, that's the way I treat it. But, you know, look at Oculus, you know, Kickstarter, Indiegogo. These are basically one of the two leaders in the space for crowdfunding. And for people that are not aware or familiar with crowdfunding, and let's just say I was coming out with a new product, Optics, right? We come out with it 3 weeks or 3 months. So what I would do is I'll start a Kickstarter or Indiegogo, and I'll say, you have the opportunity to buy in for my optical shades coming in 3 months.
Yep.
People then will get the opportunity to opt in and to purchase basically pre-order. And then let's just say I make $200,000 to $500,000raised from people excited about the optic. However, you know, 3 months from now, they get that pair in the mail, but they don't get a share of the opportunity, because in 2 years I could sell the company or whatever growth plans that company has in mind. So it's really cool about Oculus, right? In 2000, I forgot when they came out, but Oculus raised $2-3 million on Kickstarter, and then 2 years later sold for $2 billion to Facebook.
Yep.
So that those people that initially bought the Oculus headset probably bought in at $500 to $1,000.
Yeah.
They could have received a check for $500,000.
Yep.
Same thing with Misfit, right? They started on Indiegogo, sold $260 million 2 years later. Those people that opted in $250 could have received a $32,000 check.
Yep.
So it's really cool for me to not only invite people and give a dollar-for-dollar value, because we're giving the investment opportunity with Ellison is not only getting a pair of glasses, you're getting that same dollar amount.
Well, yeah, and that's the big piece here. Mm-hmm. Like, so with our partner, Republic, it's not just equity. You still can get perks. So companies like yourself, my first investment was, like $65 is the first investment I made in you. And I get a first generation pair of sunglasses.
Exactly.
So it's not
and
like,
a lifetime membership to Club Ellison.
I already had that.
Yeah. So yeah, you already cashed in on that.
I'll hand that one off to the girlfriend and the mom, and then we're good.
Exactly.
But this is interesting. And I want to just say the reason that we selected you as the first one that we wanted to run this through is obviously you've got a great network. Your glasses, for those who don't know, are featured in the show Empire, and you've got tons of like well-known celebrities that wear them because they're the best. They're handmade. You just come in and a screwdriver and fix them up for me at Soho House, which is amazing. Your personality is perfect, but you are a mission-driven company. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, when I see founders like that, and I don't mean that in the way that people sometimes, oh, yeah, we're mission-driven. You know, every dollar we get and we donate, whatever, it's sort of a scam. This is a founder who literally is doing like whatever he can to make money to be able to make a difference. And it just happens that your skill set is making unbelievable sunglasses and optics now.
Yeah.
So we chose you because we knew that you were a person that was an absolute force and on a mission. So why don't you now tell us a little bit about Ellison, your mission, and sort of the beginnings of how this eyeglass company came to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And feel free to interject at any point because I could go on a little bit of a rant. But
rant away, that's what I do. It's all I do.
It started with my 18 years old. I had the amazing opportunity to meet my father for the first time in Greece. This is during the time kind of the economic downfall in Greece itself. So seeing my father, meeting my father, being exposed to the culture, the beaches, the beauty, everything that encompasses Greece. So it was a really shocking moment, not only meeting my father, he's an entrepreneur himself, but also seeing and becoming one with my culture. At that time, what's really big in Greece is the beaches, right? You're always living this lifestyle, having kind of the margarita, and you're enjoying yourself. It's somewhat the Miami of the world, right?
And I have to interject right there for one thing, because a $5,000 donation gets you a trip to Greece with
coming,
you.
You're coming to Greece with me. Ooh. We're looking at the manufacturing plant, and really...
That's worth the $5,000 right there.
You get to come and see what I saw for the first time. And so for us, it's really closing that gap and helping people see the same vision that I see. So going back to that, I was really impacted, and I still pursue dentistry. That's what my background is. And then 4 years later, 18 to 24, or I'm sorry, 21, that's when I kind of came in a crossroads. Do I want to still pursue dentistry, or do I want to go into something different? So over a series of events, what ended up happening is I ended up connecting my love for the Greek culture. And I think that one of the main staples in Greece is eyewear, right? Sunglasses. It's Miami, the world. There's beaches everywhere. So that is something you're wearing your sandals, your sunglasses, and you have a coffee and a cigarette too in Greece. But those are the four main things. So I said it'd be cool to bring something that was native to the culture that could bring jobs and economic stimulation and something different to my culture while bringing something unique to the American market and something that has an impact. So it kind of started from there. And when I started actually researching the industry, I made a shocking discovery, realizing that the eyewear industry is one of the largest unknown monopolies owned by a couple players. What they do is they own the rights and licensing to some of the largest brand names, Oakley, Prada, Chanel, Ray-Ban, etc. And what they do is they buy the rights and licensing to these designer names, and then they upcharge it 10 to 20 times more than it costs to manufacture it. So this whole contraption instrument here is about, let's just say, $1,000. Why is this, which is ultimately a piece of plastic, a couple of screws, and a piece of glass, cost as much as this? It never made sense. So I said, I went on a mission to say, create something different, something that's disruptive, that unique to the market, and, obviously put the value back in the consumer. And what ended up actually happening is after we launched in 2014, is it started with, for you example, right? Or any of my friends that wanted to start and support a startup is you'd buy my product, let's just say $150. 2 weeks later, you go on an adventure. A lot of my friends or family was like, I'm going to Cancun, or I'm going to Greece, or I'm going there, or I'm going in this, maybe to snowboard in Wisconsin, whatever it is. A week later, I would get a phone call and be like, dude, all right, so I was skiing, and...
this is the clean version of what happened to these glasses.
Exactly,
you don't want to out anybody.
Exactly.
I was I was in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. That's another popular. Vegas is one of my best customers, by the way, and Lake Michigan. I lost my sunglasses. I was skiing, and, I'm slowly, now it's 10 feet under snow and wherever it is. So they would give me this awesome story, and I was like, all right, fine. It kind of goes back to the whole my dog ate my homework kind of thing. So you would just say any story in order for us to get that hookup. So ultimately, the better the story, the better likely I was to give you that homie hookup or that family hookup. So that 150, I'd give it to him for 75. So a week later, again, something would happen, or you would lose something, or you would lose something. So what ended up happening is that I started getting a lot, we started becoming a storytelling company. And it was really cool because for me, you know, people would say I lost to doing all these cool things. And the cooler thing it was, it resonated well with when I was in Greece, when I lived in Milan in Italy on and off for 3 years starting this eyewear company, one of the things I lost all the time was my sunglasses. And I was starting this company. And it was so frustrating because, you know, at the time I didn't have my sunglasses. So I would, you know, buy the Ray-Bans, the Oakleys, whatever. And if I spent $180 on a Ray-Ban, and I lost it doing whatever it is I was doing, my only alternative at that point is either go drop another $180 or maybe go to the kiosk on the street vendors and just buy the $20, $30. Because first, not because I couldn't afford it, which I couldn't, but I just didn't trust myself. I was like, why am I going to invest in a $180 product that I know I'm going to break, lose, or someone's going to steal? So I said, I'd rather get a product that looks like this, that's $30, and just make do with it. But after 3 months of...
They're going to end up on your forehead anyway.
Exactly. So after 3 months, you're just like, you know, then after 3 months, you're like, okay, these are kind of not the quality I want. You know, if you're going to invest in anything, I'm wearing two different color socks right now. You could get away with that. But something that's on your face that you're, you know, you look, that's a important real estate. So 3 months later, I would opt in. I would see like Tom Cruise wear something. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna spend $300. Then one of those three things would happen. So basically, all in all, we started where we started as a disruptor in the space, has become more disruptor because of our experiences and our connections with our community. And that is, so we launched Club Ellison 4 months ago. And what that basically entails, it's a lifetime membership client service model. If you buy our products at full price, our promise is simple, that if you break it, you lose it, or someone steals it, you get access to our current frames and future frames at exclusive membership pricing. So
that's impressive. Literally the only reason I don't buy high-end sunglasses is because I'm going to lose them.
Yeah, exactly. But you still enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. For like the 2 weeks I have them, people compliment me. Like, I don't get compliments on shades like these. So,
but as a consumer, just knowing that we can call you up, I can say, oh, Aristotle, you're never going to believe what happened. Yeah. And you actually believe me. And you actually know that.
He doesn't believe you. He just values you as a customer and wants to take care of you because he's a solid dude.
But as a customer, I'm like, oh my God, this guy actually understands what I just went through. He was up there on the mountain with me, might as well have been.
Exactly.
And he knows my sunglasses are halfway across the back basin.
Well, one of the things I did is to promote it is we actually traveled in my Fiat 30 states in 30 days, put GoPros on the side of the sucker, and we traveled because I wanted, our whole thing is hashtag don't worry, get lost. Go there, lose yourself, lose your shit. You know, excuse me, I don't know if I can say that. But, you know, we go there and we have fun with it because we feel that an act of losing yourself, you're finding something. So that goes back to the mission. So for every pair of sunglasses that we sell and club membership, we give someone their eyesight back. In addition to that, we've teamed up with great organizations such as Journey, my sister company. And what we do is we take people and really kind of recreating that experience of when I went to meet my father for the first time in Greece. So this year alone, we've built, with our partner Journey, built 40 houses in Nicaragua. And what was really interesting of that is I want to recreate these experiences to see the world through a different lens, right? So what we do is people are like yourself, they live the mantra that we promote. But you know what I mean? Sometimes when you, this whole one-for-one model, like as you said, I wouldn't call it scam. I would just say sometimes people take advantage of it, which ultimately can be a scam.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't even mean it as a one-for-one's a scam. It's more just you can tell when you see somebody who is authentic. Using that as an example of like, you should buy it because here's a throw-in. Also, we're going to give away a pair of socks.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I get it.
They put like on their advertising and someone dying right next to a pair of sunglasses or something. And it's like, you know, so for me, I feel that's a little unauthentic.
That's your competitor? Yeah. People dying next to
sunglasses. I know that their heart's in the right place, but there's a different way to go about it. And for me, it's about having ingrained in our mantra of what we're doing, because I believe those people can make that contribution and they don't need a company like Ellison to do that. However, that's what we do and we want it to be a joint effort in order to execute. So if Nicaragua, for example, what we did this year is we brought 80 people, a total of 100 people over the course of two trips, and we took them to Nicaragua. And what happened is during that time, at the beginning of the trip, we gave everybody a pair of Ellisons. We didn't tell them why. We just went there and we gave in and said, thank you for joining us. We built 40 houses in 3 days. We spent one day on social entrepreneurship, really doing purpose-driven spiritual things of why we're out here, why you're, you know, because a lot of these people are desk jobs, nine to fivers, you know, maybe entrepreneurs looking for purpose, or maybe, you know, a nine to fiver looking for passion, whatever that is. And so we really take people on this spiritual journey. And then the last 3 days we have fun. We really try and enjoy the place in which we are. So if it's Greece, we're going to Greece next year, or in June, Nicaragua. So what happened is at the end of the 7 days, everybody that got Ellisons at the beginning, at the end of the 7 days, I said, okay, everybody, how many people still have their Ellisons? And about 20 or 30 people lost them.
Oh, wow.
All right, and it was really important because I went to each one of them. I said, how'd you lose it? One guy was like, I was building the house. I was on top hammering the roof. It fell because it was sweaty and someone stepped on it. Broke. All right. So the other person, I was doing yoga in the morning on the rocks right next to the beach, and a wave hit her and lost it. So I
that
said,
happens to everyone.
Yeah,
hey,
right, happens to you too, probably.
So what was important there is a story, right? Because it was not the fact that they lost that pair of sunglasses. It's the fact, what were you doing? Right? You're in Nicaragua with an amazing group of people building houses for the less fortunate. And that's our whole mantra, is like, don't worry about losing your stuff. There's actually another girl that, you know, I gave her, even though I gave her the Ellisons, she preferred to wear her Tom Fords. She was an example of that because she actually lost it surfing, and she was miserable the whole day because of it. And I said, if you were wearing Ellisons, you wouldn't be miserable because you wouldn't have lost that 400. Right. So it's really cool to see that we're addressing cool things. We're doing cool things with amazing people. And now we have an opportunity to get everybody involved to be a part of that movement as well.
Well, I'm glad we chose you. I think before we wrap up here, one of the things that I want to kind of throw out is, where do people go and what do they need to be looking for when it comes to this crowdfunding piece? Where do they go to find out more about what you're doing, get involved? How does the process work?
Yeah, so I, you know, for me, you know, it would be like obviously saying go to our website and buy a product, but I actually really want everybody to become investors in Ellison. I want those people that would otherwise have spent money on, you know, our website to actually just go there and spend the exact same money. We're giving the exact same perks at republic.co/Ellison, which is Ellison. And this gives you an opportunity to read the campaign, read our progress, see our team, watch the video, and then look at the perks. As Scott said, as $30, as low as $30, you become a Club Ellison member for life, upwards to $5,500, which I take you to Greece, meet my family, meet the factory, see the beauty of Greece. And we're going to actually, that's also included in that whole.
Is air travel included in that deal?
Yeah, air travel. Yeah, so we're sooner rather than later. So, you know, we want to get some good fares and whatnot, but we're going to actually do this journey trip. So in Greece, we're going to go help the refugee project. So not only are we going to go out there, I'm going to go out there, we're doing philanthropy, travel out there, lodging, and then during that time, we'll escape and we'll go see the manufacturers.
That is unbelievable. Well, people are obviously going to hear this track, so they already know that it's on the link, but on the social post for this, we will have the link for everyone to go and check it out. And I sincerely hope that everyone does go sign up for an account on republic.co. If you go to /Technori there, you can also join our groups and learn more about the discussions and stuff that we have with every founder, including Aristotle. And then also please obviously go republic.co/Ellison and make your contribution now, because I think it's going to be
investment.
Yeah, make your investment. Yeah, contribution. That's not good. Make
that's old terms. So we're changing.
Yeah,
we're making
terms,
history.
No, we're making history here today. Aristotle, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
This was absolutely awesome. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.